homelessness has changed, claiming that people sleeping in vans or with pets are no longer persons experiencing homelessness camping. The Moreton Bay Council area has spent the last few months evicting campers and threatening fines of up to $8,000 for keeping pets and camping illegally. The council claims that technically these are not evictions or council fines, stating that this is not about homelessness.
Residents of the Sunshine Coast Council have raised concerns over the draft dog exercise area plan, which proposes more parks but less beach space for dogs. The draft has been extended to March 7th, proposing more than 15 kilometres of off-leash and 18 kilometres of on-leash dog access to beaches. Mayor Rosanna Natoli claims that the draft aims to recognise the beach's value to community lifestyle, livability and citizen mental health while striking a balance with environmental conservation.
In national news, more therapy dogs are coming to Australian courtrooms after Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia announced it's expanding its court dog program. Court dogs are a special type of therapy dog trained to provide trauma-informed emotional support and comfort to victims of crime in the court system. Samantha O'Keefe from Guide Dogs New South Wales said these specifically trained dogs have a positive impact on the well-being of people navigating the court system, reducing anxiety and providing companionship.
The Victorian government has announced plans to cut up to 3,000 public sector jobs as part of efforts to reduce state spending. State Treasurer Jacqueline Symes has also launched an inquiry into government spending ahead of the next budget in May. The 2024-2025 state budget forecasts Victoria's debt will grow to $188 billion by the end of the decade. The cuts could see around 5% of public service jobs eliminated.
In international news, for the first time in 5 years, Western tourists are invited to re-enter North Korea amid restrictions easements from COVID-19. Over the past 12 months, the North Korean government has permitted only business delegations and Russian tourists to enter the country, with Chinese travellers set to re-enter next week. Whilst the state is easing restrictions, COVID-19 has a prominent impact on their society today, with measures like mask wearing and temperature checks still prevalent.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Vita Neon, your energy saver of the week. The milk for your cats, the butter on your toast, the yin kicking the butt of your yang, and the art that brings you the culture. Friday Neon, rocking your roll from 10 a.m. to 12 midday with Quentin on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM or stream.